Rachel Brady from the Globe and Mail. Good morning.
Hey, how are you guys?
Doing fantastic. Looking forward to what should be a very exciting day in tennis for Canadians. But yesterday, Jeannie goes down and she has some comments afterwards, like the weight of the Canadian tennis world is on her shoulders and somebody else should pick up the mantle. What should we take from Jeannie's comments yesterday?
I found them a little bit overblown, to be honest. Some of us in the press room were debating that a little bit after. It was kind of just a little thing that trailed off the end of her comment. She was asked, the way it came up was she was asked about 17-year-old Canadian Bianca Andreescu, who's, of course, an up-and-coming promising player, and she was asked about her. And, you know, she said, oh, she's a great player. I practiced with her a little bit in Washington. You know, yeah, be nice if, you know, she could take a little bit of the burden of Canada, which is how she said it. And she kind of said it with a smile on her face. But I do think there's a little bit to it. You know, I think people were a little bit bristled by it. But I do think she, after a loss, clearly, a first round loss in front of a Canadian audience, I do think she was smarting a little bit and a little bit humbled. And she was definitely feeling, you know, a room full of Canadian press questioning her about why her game is where it is right now, where the old Jeannie is. And she was, I think she was definitely feeling a little bit that day and thinking, wow, sure, it would be nice if I could share this with somebody else.
Yeah,
but, I mean, she does share it. She shares it with Milos, let's be honest. I mean, she didn't have the whole burden of the hopes of a Canadian tennis champion on her shoulders. There are some other players that share it with her, but in that moment, I think she was feeling rather alone.
But I think, you know, she easily gets trapped by getting comments misinterpreted because you can't see the eye roll. You can't see the flip of the ponytail. And even as Canadians, we've talked about this before. There's this sense that, we should always support each other. Well, why would Milos Raonic want Vasek Pospisil to be better than him? We would never say this about American players. John Isner wants to be the best American player. You wouldn't hear John McEnroe go, yeah, I really hope Jimmy Connors does well at this. Like, there can be rivalries, and she might bristle a little bit getting asked about younger Canadian players thinking, I want to be the best Canadian for the next 5 or 6 years. Don't ask me about these other players.
Yeah, I think had you asked her about it at the beginning of the tournament, what do you think of Bianca Andreescu? At the beginning of the tournament, she might have given a more thorough answer about her game. And don't forget, these players don't chum around like Team Canada. You know, they spend some time together in Fed Cup settings, the guys in Davis Cup settings, but they don't train together in camps and travel together and all that sort of thing. These are individual athletes. So to expect that, you know, these players would know a lot about each other and spend great amounts of time training together is not really realistic, but that doesn't mean they're not friendly with one another or they don't support one another, but they're direct competitors, let's be honest.
And she has a point, and I know she was talking about one player in particular, but Canada has other players, and it's not only just Jeannie and Milos, but there are other players that are pushing it right now, and today's a perfect example. This is a great day for Canadian tennis.
Absolutely. I mean, the focus today is, I mean, everybody watched Denis Shapovalov, which we're all learning to still say that name.
Yeah.
He's a great kid. I've spent a lot of time interviewing him. Really interesting backstory and fascinating and really fiery, sort of Andy Roddick-like personality on the court. He's very interesting to people, very intriguing. We love to see a young upcoming player, you know, just absolutely explode on a Canadian stage like that. So he's kind of doing what Jeannie was doing a couple of years ago, you know, kind of hogging that spotlight a little bit. And then we got Peter Polansky obviously playing today, doing something super exciting with these new classes, which are really fun and exciting. It's always great when a tennis player comes out with a wild look. There's other people hogging the headlines a little bit this week, and it's kind of nice to see, actually, from a Canadian perspective.
The women's tour has this struggle, though, building stars, and you were there most of the day. I'm coming up today. I might see you. But the relevance of the empty seats matters, and for Muguruza, for Joanna Konta, who's been Great Britain's best player in decades. Somebody needs to just grab it and be a star. Like I was running through last night on the computer, who's gone to even 3 semifinals in a year? And it's only been Sharapova in the last 10 years. It's only been Sharapova, Serena, one other player, and Jeannie. Like, and that's what made her 14 wake people up so much, because nobody, I don't expect a big four like on the men's side, But none of these women, the number one player in the world's never won a Grand Slam. And that's happened 5 or 6 times in the last 6 or 7 years.
Yeah, it's. I think that if you were to walk through the grounds of the Rogers Cup yesterday in Toronto and survey people and ask them who the number one player is in the world right now, I'm not sure how many people could tell you. Really, like I'm not. It's not an obvious. It's we were used to it being Serena for a long time, and it's not now. It's Karolina Pliskova, and how much do you know about her? You know, because she hasn't been hoisting the big trophy and been in the spotlight. She got to the number one in a very different way, running, winning smaller tournaments and chipping away. But you can do that in women's tennis now. You can chip away with points here and there and rise yourself up the rankings. There's going to be some jockeying there. I don't know how long she'll be number one. There could be any number of players that could, get up there just the same way. So it is interesting. Garbine Muguruza will play today, and she's probably maybe the most consistent person in terms of winning championships and hoisting trophies. So there's still great tennis to be seen there, but it's hard to get to know a lot of these players when there is so much shuffling right now with Serena and Sharapova not really, obviously part of this right now at the moment.